The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ooh, my mother-in-law, Mama Matic, is back on Facebook. Let's count the days down before the weird memes start getting shared. Good morning. It is Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
You better have more faith in my mama. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Your mom has enough faith for all of us.
Fact.
Okay, for
my
real.
My mom goes to church every day. She has enough faith for us.
All right, let's unpack it. What are we talking about here?
My mom was off Facebook for a good, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
And she's made a comeback.
And in less than 24
hours?
Kind of
like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Nice, dude.
Less than 24 hours.
Tell she hasn't posted happened. Anything weird yet.
No, but she already got in trouble. She had to put a hold on her credit card.
Oh, we're going to talk about that? Yeah, she already almost got duped again. We're giving somebody her credit card number. But then she realized that she wasn't going to give somebody $500 to secure $80,000.
Yeah, they told her, you won $80,000.
She's
so like,
my mom,
yeah.
At least we're past that point with
there
my mom.
There it is, dude, which is a big thing. Remember that. If anybody's asking to take your money on the internet, don't give it to them.
Don't do it. So I just read a whole study that people over 55 and people under 22 are more likely to be duped and share misinformation on social media than anyone in between.
I'm in the in between and I almost got too. So dude, be I'm, careful like, with
how,
these people
Anthony?
Out there. I just randomly answered one of those like calls that just popped up with a local number from my hometown.
Oh, so you thought okay, it's legit.
Knew,
yeah, it's legit.
And then they were offering me and telling me all the information from my bank and saying that, hey, you're eligible for this loan and stuff like that. And then if it wasn't for my mom's words of, if it sounds too good to be true.
It is.
Yeah, so be careful out there, y'all.
Dude,
they're good.
I dialed one wrong number calling Southwest the other day, and I had a whole conversation with a guy for an hour.
Oh, automatic got.
Like, I got. And then it was my bad, but I mean, I fixed it, and he didn't get anything out of it. But
I got the money back. But anyway.
Man, this isn't one of those apple don't fall too far from the tree situations, is it?
It could be. It could be. It's the first time I ever got.
All right, so let's get to National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go kick it off with National Chicken Wing Day.
Ooh, this is a glorious day. One of the best foods out there.
And I want to take this stance that a boneless chicken wing is
here
still a chicken wing. All right?
Anthony, it's not.
It's not a chicken wing. You fly with a boneless chicken wing? No.
Automatic. And my stance is that air fried chicken wings are better than fried.
Hey, that's a lean stance. I like it. All right. And we'll wrap it up on National Lipstick Day. And I'll hit you guys with this fact right here for all my people I love, American founding fathers. George Washington wore lipstick.
Oh.
So just think about that next time you're criticizing somebody for painting their nails.
Well, if we're going to do weird lipstick facts, I read that women wear lipstick to make it look like they're aroused. So their lips
what?
Look more
automatic.
Red and more plump.
Between the George Washington and that misinformation factoid you just gave
that's
us on the
misinformation.
Video.
I read that probably somewhere on the internet.
I think George Washington was a little, you know, he was a little rocked
saucy.
Up. Yeah. Dude.
Oh my God. That's the
he was trans before we knew. It was cool.
He did wear powder too.
Is he the original they them?
And a wig and heels.
Yes, please, yes, please.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to welcome board certified plastic surgeon Dr. Johnny Franco to the Fat Club. Hi, Dr. Franco. How are you doing?
What's up, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
First of all, I know you're doing great. You look great. So how much weight have you lost since the skinny shot, and how long have you been able to keep it off?
Yeah, that's been interesting. So I'm down about 85 pounds at this point, but I honestly lost most of that probably in the first 7 to 8 months. And I actually started my journey in October of 2022, which blows my mind every time I think about it, because it seems like just yesterday, but it's actually been almost 2 years coming close.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
I didn't realize that. And so you weaned yourself off the shot, yet you've been able to maintain yourself. How are you doing that? How are you maintaining the weight?
I mean, I still do a little bit of what we would call a maintenance program, and we can get into this a little bit later, but I probably do a shot every month, 6 weeks.
And oh, wow.
I've even been playing with that a little bit, just because if you've seen some of the medical news that's come out about the semaglutide, the GLPs, the skinny shot medications, you know, one medical article even called it that it'll be the new statin in the future. And you can see from a heart benefit and anti-inflammatory, I think the day's not too far distant where people are going to be on a low dose just for other health benefits besides weight loss.
I saw that. I've been reading articles citing studies that patients losing weight on the skinny shot are seeing other health benefits. Can you explain why? Is it because they lose weight, so their blood pressure goes down? And what is it exactly?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's interesting is, so some of it, no question, is just from the weight loss, which does all the things you're talking about, gets your cholesterol, your blood pressure down,
yes,
decreases your risk of diabetes, which you know, affects my family personally, and I know you have a
the Latino community in general. Yes, we have high risk, you know, type 2 diabetes in our, because of, you know, our diet, and this does help control that.
And but it's, the thing is, even when you separate people out for the amount of weight that they lost, you still see there's even a further benefit on these medications in terms of protecting your kidneys, heart disease, because it's even been shown to decrease the risk of coronary artery disease in people that are overweight. And then there's some studies, and the jury's not out yet, but, you know, whether, because from a pure anti-inflammatory standpoint, if that's some of the cardiac, and it's not truly known yet, but even some improvements in the brain of whether it can decrease the risk of Alzheimer's down the road. So I think we're just scratching the surface of what some of these drugs can do. I definitely see a place in the future where people may be on a very low dose, especially as the oral forms are in an equally effective manner, are coming in the next year or two. I think you're going to see more and more of this for non. I recently did an article for a journal on like the 6 benefits of the GLP medications that have nothing to do with weight loss, and just shows you how
I love
it's
that.
Expanding.
You know, one of the things that I noticed that you do differently, obviously I'm in the office quite a bit for Botox or whatever, skin tightening, whatever I'm doing that month, you know, whatever I've decided to do. What do you recommend to your patients exercise-wise, diet-wise, when they begin the skinny shot? Because some people tell me, well, how is this going to work? When I call your office, what's the process?
Yeah, I think number one, you know, we try and make it super clear to people that the skinny shots or the GLPs, they're just a jump start to life changes. So the idea, and that's why, you know, and I know it's a pain, but we see people every month, whether it's virtually, whether it's in person, because some of this is that we've become your life coach. We're your physician, we're your guidance person, because, you know, want to make sure that we're helping them. And I tell people, like, look, you know, we have to hold each other accountable. And if somebody comes in with their Frappuccino with whipped cream and sprinkles on it, I will stare at them and be like, hey, we have to have real talk right now, because this is not doing you any favors. And so, it's little things. And there's a few things that we're actually incorporating into our practice to even make some of those things easier, because right now the obstacle is most people are trying to make changes, but like you all, I saw you guys at the All-Star Game and doing all sorts of things. I know
yes.
You guys are the epitome of busy, but, you know, how can you make stuff easier for people? And so some things that we're introducing is home labs, where you can actually get labs sent to your house. You can have your labs drawn. Then the report comes to us, so we can tweak that. You never have to leave your house. You don't have to go sit at a lab corp. You don't have to come into the office. And that way you can make sure that people are making progress, they're in a good spot, you know, make sure there's nothing else going on. There's something new coming out that hopefully we'll be launching next month, where you can actually blow into this device and it'll tell you where you're burning carbs, fats, and then it'll be built in this whole AI app where you can take a picture of your meal and it actually gives you your food log. Then you'll have an online nutrition counselor that'll help guide you through that from what you're actually eating. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of technology stuff that will make this trend, because if you can make a few of those life changes, and for most of us, it's little tweaks that make such a big difference.
It is. You just talked about the Frappuccino. You've got 1,700 calories in your hand. And you're like, what are you doing? There's no shot in the world that's going to fix that. This is the jump start. And then when you did say you have to blow into this, I was like, wait a minute. Some people's family members are already doing that, but that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah,
to start the car. Hold on. That's a different kind of device. Okay,
but sounds so cool. That's the first
amazing.
Time I've been excited about hearing anything about AI, that it could actually help you lose weight.
Thank you.
Well, and because I think a lot of us, you know, we don't even realize, and most of us are trying to be good, and a lot of the patients we talk to, but I think when you see some of these things, you don't even realize how many and I call it the sneaky calories throughout the day. And we have, as you know, a Starbucks in the parking lot of one of our offices, which isn't helping our patients, but, you know, people don't realize how many calories, like some of these, and they're great, I indulge too, you know, but, you know, you get your banana nut, a loaf bread, you get your Frappuccino, and you've had half your calories for the day as a morning snack. And so some of these are sneaky, and unfortunately, even some of the quote unquote healthy snack stuff have a lot more calories than people realize. And drinks. I don't think people realize how many drinks. If you get that smoothie, you know, with an extra banana you've got to. So I think things like that, where you can tangibly see it, make such a big difference. And you realize, ooh, I didn't really need that. I thought I was being healthy, and I'm not.
And I think that that's the best way of putting it. The sneaky foods. We don't realize sometimes you're drinking more of your calories, or hey, it's a smoothie. It must be healthy. Mm. Probably not, unless you're, you know what I mean, making it yourself and really watching it. I want to congratulate you on keeping this weight off, because I know it's hard. As someone who's kept 60 plus pounds off for over a decade myself, it's a battle for me every day. And so this helps make it, you know, do you feel like it was, because you said after high school is really when you kind of saw yourself. Do you feel tempted still, or do you feel better, so much better that you are excited to go to the gym every single day, look forward to it? Or is it sometimes like, oh my gosh, I have to go to the gym again?
No, I'm super excited about it. And that's what I think is the biggest barrier for people getting started is most people like you and I had tried things that just didn't work. And I think a lot of people don't even want to try it or get into it because they're so afraid of just being disappointed because, you know, like myself, they've yo-yo diet, they've tried other things, and, you know, it seems like there's always kind of the next best thing. But I think some of the GLPs now have been around long enough that there's a lot of success stories. And fortunately, you and I are not the only shining stars. I mean, we have so many patients that are so happy. And I'll tell you, you know, compared to, and I love doing surgery and breast docs, tummy tucks, mommy makeovers, the most powerful reviews or thank yous that I get typically are from patients on their you know, kind of fitness journey because they, most of them have tried so hard. Most of them, it's been such a struggle for them, you know, and it's something that has just been so invigorating. And we tell people, you know, it's not about just being able to live longer, but live better. Because, you know, I don't really want to live super long if I'm not able to do the things I want to do. And so, and people don't realize that starts now. You know, waiting is not going to help you.
No, it doesn't. Start today. So if anybody needs more details, hit me up. I will put this up on the podcast. You can listen to it at your convenience. And of course, here on the radio, Dr. Franco, the best in the business. I always say that. I'll be in the office very soon. And thank you very much for taking the time. Like you said, you're busy out there doing the mommy makeovers, doing your thing. So I appreciate you taking the time to talk to everybody listening.
Great to hear from you guys.
Okay, see you soon. Bye.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's time for your psychic reading. Miss Sirmati is on the line. Hey, Sirmati, how are you?
What's up? Everyone's doing good.
All right, if you want a reading, call us up 877-730-DCS1, just like our caller did. What's your sign?
I'm a Gemini. My question is, what is the fate of my relationship? Like, are we going to be married soon? Or at least a proposal that's coming?
Where's the rain, baby? What's the energy you're reading from her?
The spiritual energy behind her question is really significant right now in her life. There's a lot of turmoil, and her spirit guides want her to know that certain things have to happen before the ring is given, before the proposal is given. But there is a higher purpose in the events in her life right now. So through the turmoil, a blessing will soon be revealed, and she will be receiving a ring, but it will take a little bit more time, and she needs to be very patient about that. It's coming. But again, there is a little bit of things that you guys need to work out in your relationship before that can happen.
You know, I've been having a lot of discussions with my girlfriends about this lately. And we just had Snow the Product on the show and we talked about this. There's a lot of value, especially in, I feel like, Latino communities. I don't know about every community, but women having to be married, women having to have kids. And sometimes we want to rush that because we place that value upon ourselves. Girl, don't worry about it. He loves you. He's with you. It's coming. You know what I mean? Loves you. He's with you. It's coming. Now, what about collectively as a whole, Madi? What do all of us have to look forward to for the week? What's our spiritual forecast?
So what I'm picking up on is a lot of collective healing. The emotions are at an all-time high, just in general, over all of us. So there's like this tug and pull from like what we actually feel inside and expressing that out. Spirit is really asking us to come together, not just with each other, but also with our feelings, because oftentimes we try to shun those away and tuck them under the rug, when in reality, those are the main things that are going to get us to the next level in our life. If we want to improve our life, not just for ourselves, but for our communities, our families, our nation as a whole, we need to start speaking to one another. And that's really what Spirit is calling us to do, to come together.
I think it's so important, the analogy you used about shoving your emotions or whatever it is under the rug, because it just becomes a big pile and then you can't even take care of it. You're just making it worse. Deal with it. Talk to one another and let's heal together.
And
oh, I love
listen
the message.
To, and part of that speaking
I was
going to
say, that was the biggest thing I took from that. Listen.
Listen to
listen
what
to
others
other people.
Have to say. Hey, do you want a reading with Sir Madi? Call us up 877-730-DCS1. Follow her on Instagram. She even does classes now at Illust Divinity is where you'll find her on Instagram. Madi, we love you. I can't wait to talk to you next Monday.
I love you guys so much.
Thank you. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, we had Sir Madi on, and she had some great advice. In fact, I was like, this is so insightful. Listen.
It's okay to fail, but standing up and trying again is always going to be the thing that's going to get you to the next level.
That sounds great. But when you're in the middle of failing, it sucks.
Oh.
It does. And you do learn. I personally have grown from each of my failures, and there have been a lot. That's why I don't really like to call them failures, because they're like lessons. But I remember when I was doing radio, I'm not going to say what city, but it's a really big one. And I barely started this career. I don't know why they put me there. And it was not good. And so I had to get back down and learn and grind and understand. And now, great, we're here and all that.
Perfect your craft.
Oh, interesting that you took from Sir Madi's message, a message of, you know, being humbled, which is an interesting
humbled
opportunity
me
for growth.
Like, you know, yeah. I thought I was living the life and they needed me. And boy, did they show me. You better learn. You better grind or you're done.
Man, last time I got humbled was the last time I had sexy time.
Hey, what happened, Anthony?
I was
oh, my
at this
gosh.
Church place, and, you know, it's always weird when you ask a girl, like, hey, I didn't bring a condom. Do you have one? And she reaches over and she pulled out, you know what I'm saying, the Trojan Magnums.
Oh! You're like, who you been hanging out with? Because it wasn't me.
It was not me. And at that point, I was have to be like,
plus,
you know,
she already had a drawer full and ready
then,
to go.
And then, then she had it ready to go, which is another thing. I started coming up with a bunch of excuses of why I couldn't participate in this anymore.
I'd have been like, oh, man, I forgot to have a meeting right now.
I literally told her, like, oh, my God, I forgot. I think I'm gay.
What?
This is too much. I got humbled deeply. Well, actually, not deeply, shallowly or insufficiently.
She definitely didn't get humbled deeply that night.
Nah, she didn't get humbled or no, not at all, dude.
Automatic, can you think of a time you were truly humbled that can top that?
Nothing. No.
Oh, man. Dude.
Yeah. If there was a life lesson, that was the life lesson. Don't date women who have Trojan condoms in their side drawer.
Magnum. Nice Magnum. That's the lesson.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.